Tonight's guests are a special, very special tribute actor, Jean-Michel Jarre. Have I pronounced that right? Yes, go on, pronounce it for me.
Jarre.
And Tracy and Martin Frankham join me now. Hi, folks.
Hiya.
Touring the company with you, with your special show, which I've again mispronounced. In fact, Martin told me twice now I've mispronounced it. Come on, how do you pronounce it?
Well, Jarluc, not Jarlike. What you like?
Should I say Jarluc?
Yeah. Jarluc.
This is, but it is like Jarre's music. And before we go on, let's listeners maybe on what are you talking about. I think this will really bring it home to our listeners. So what we're going to do before we go on and talk about the music, and I always think talking about music is like singing about dancing. We're going to have a bit of music indeed. Were you playing last night?
No, our. The only concert that we've got coming up is one in Preston on the 3rd of July.
Right.
It's okay. Rehearsals last night, but not the real show.
So you're from Lancashire originally, aren't you?
We're based in Haslingden.
Okay. Well, let's have a little bit of music. Have we got this? Can we hear some of Jarre? Just tell us about this piece.
I'm hoping it's the right one.
Yeah, but, some headphones there.
Oh yeah, this is the one. This is Magnetic Fields Part 1. It's a bit of, we use this in the next show we're doing. It will be the end of the first set,
yes.
Bit of a giveaway. It's quite a sort of an up-tempo, energetic piece. I come on stage wearing, dubbing the psychedelic mule, making zebra coat, and basically trying to, this is sort of one.
And you're playing this keyboard, which is worn guitar style.
It doesn't make a noise of its own. It's a remote keyboard. Literally whatever synth I dial upon that, it plays it. It just means you're not stuck behind a bank of synthesizers looking like, just a head in the distance. It's a little bit more visual.
And Jarre, listen to this. Piece there was what was actually called
Magnetic Fields Part 1.
Magnetic Fields, and you use light as well.
Is
this part of it, that sort of magnetic fields of light? I mean, you think of the aurora borealis, they're actually caused by magnetic fields, aren't they? Is this what ties in with all your work? Very artistic.
We try to make the lighting, the visuals, you know, we use lasers, we use fireworks, we use light, we use pyrotechnics, such
I
as
can the, see there,
effect,
yes.
The flame effect and things
where
like
was
that.
Where was this taken at?
That was at Preston Charter Theatre, where we're playing this time, same venue. At last time, in fact. We always try and make the things fit the music as we perceive it. I mean, some of them we've got a bit of a giveaway because we've seen him do them. We know the way he was thinking and he was going. Well, hopefully we do. On others, we've got to sort of like try and see how it makes us feel and adapt it, couldn't we?
But with this style, is it fair to say, of abstract music, with this style of music, not all music, I suppose, is abstract, but what I'm trying to say is, do you create your own pieces, you don't just reproduce, say an Eagles tribute band would do, you know, an Eagles number, Hotel California. You create your own music, don't you, in the style of it?
No, not quite. We're, the way we've always tried to do it, we don't try and get too pedantic about getting his sound. we don't play exactly the same things as he plays, because, I mean, there's umpteen versions of different numbers anyway.
Yeah.
We try and get as close as we can without getting too pedantic. We have been slated for that, in fact. Some people expect to go and turn up and see us not only look like him, sound like him, yeah. Well, no, that's not us.
Yeah.
But the music is his music, not ours.
Okay. Now, you've some new arrivals as well, haven't you? You've got a new instrument. Tell us a bit about this, Tracy.
Right, yeah, we've actually got, excuse me, there's two new things that are appearing in this show that we've never used before. One of which has caused quite a long delay from the last show, because we had decided that before we played again,
yeah.
we wanted to use a laser harp, which Jar always used to use. He hasn't done in the last couple of shows.
A laser harp. Right, just describe that for a complete non-entity right. like me who doesn't know.
Martin, I think I'll let you take this one.
from the ground up, Jar uses quite a big laser. We've got a big laser. I mean, the thing will punch a hole in a piece of paper in 3.7 seconds.
Really?
Oh yeah, it's a burning laser. You've got to be very, very careful with it. And the health and safety aspects are manifold. We really have had to be quite careful with it. Basically, the laser's fired in a moving mirror. It produces yeah. 8 beams. And then by some electronics which are sighted within the thing, as you break a beam, yeah. it sends a note to the synthesizer that happens to be connected up to it. So in point of fact, what you're playing an 8-note instrument using light as your strings.
It looks fantastic, it really does.
Who plays that?
Yeah. Martin does actually, yeah. We're using that on a couple of pieces. And because of the type they are, Martin's the frontman on those.
So as you cover each note, does that bit of light disappear and the others are accentuated? So it's like a light show coordinated with the music?
Not quite, no. I mean, obviously, as you break the beam, yeah. the laser beam, as you push your hand into the laser beam, anything above your hand disappears. But you've the 8 strings of the harp, and yes. you're breaking those yeah. beams as you want to go. And, it's pretty visual.
Well, that's a job to do technically, isn't it?
It wasn't easy.
It's taken 18 months.
18 months.
Now, that sounds technologically brilliant. A new arrival you've got as well is the bell. Now, I hate to say this, hasn't that been around for a while?
No.
This is quite good, actually. When Jar did a concert in Egypt for the Millennium, he had written a piece of music called Bells.
Mm.
And he actually used the Pink Floyd Division Bell. On stage, and we saw this,
which was a real church bell.
Yeah.
And what we thought was, it would be great to actually have a bell, because it was a number we were covering anyway. Mm. If we had a bell, so we managed to find a prop maker in Bolton, and he said, "Oh yes, I can do it." So we sent him some photos yeah. through of the bell. He made it. It's a fiberglass bell, but it's 2'6" by 3'6", so it's very big, and it's got a trigger on it so that as you hit it. It plays a sample of St. James's Bell in Haslingden.
My word. Can we hear any of this moment?
Unfortunately, we haven't got the bell.
No.
That should have been on the computer. It's not happened, unfortunately.
All right. I'm sorry about that. I know we did have some technical problems, but the Preston Charter Theatre is the place to go to listen to it on the 3rd of July. I imagine you get a good turnout, do you? People, loyal followers?
We've got someone coming from Holland. He's been to every... has he been to every show? He's had tickets for every show.
So
I don't know, he can't hear this, but anyway, hi there. Smashing guy. No, people come from far and wide, and it really is nice to have the people, you know, have the faith in us to do that. It's fantastic.
Right, could you talk me through how you put a track together? Could you tell us? Go on. Martin's saying, Tracy, you should show us.
Not really. He always says that, but he always realises the whole thing.
Right.
He produces all the effects. Okay. We do the music between us.
Well, my concept of written music is little stickers on the keyboard saying, A. Press this. Press this, yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, the first thing we have to do is we listen to a Jar track that we'd like to cover.
Yes.
And to see whether it is doable, the number of performers that we've got.
Yeah.
Because we won't play any of these pieces if it means most of it coming off a sequencer and not enough of it being played live.
Sure.
So as long as we're sure that we can do it justice, then then we go ahead with that.
Yeah.
We establish the plan of the piece, and then write each track as if you're doing an orchestral score. We end up with an orchestral score of the piece that we're going to do. Some of the tracks are quite simple, like chordal tracks, and I think we've got an example of one of those.
Chordal tracks.
So like where it's just held notes, just
really flowing music through. Okay. So this is music flowing through. Okay, listen to this.
So obviously, just listening to the CD
and
picking out each of the tracks, something like that's quite straightforward. Some of the tracks, with Jar's music, he tends to have a simple melody, but with lots of the layers put around it, and lots of sequences and things like that. So some of them are quite involved, and this is one of the arpeggiator music.
That's fine to write, every now. Mm-hmm. Okay, so you put those together.
Yep, they'll all be put together, and then of course you've got like the bass parts as well. Bass parts can be quite awkward because if you just write one single line of music, quite often it's too thin, so you have to layer and build up and stuff. And what we've got here is a track which uses five bass parts, and it shows them building up one on top of the other.
I wonder how much of this Jarre himself, how much of his influences come from classical music as well. You can't help seeing a connection with Bach, you know, Johann Sebastian
Bach.
Well,
Dad Maurice, the guy who did Dr. Zhivago, Aristotle, things like that. Yeah, Maurice, very famous. There's got to be something, but I don't know how much.
Are the folks going to stay with us after the news?
We've got one more clip. Okay.
All right, well, we'll do the whole thing. Lovely, let's have another tip.
Like, this one is an orchestral part, like you were saying, and this is a string section from a piece called Millions of Stars.
Isn't it? You can see the universe, as it were.
And that's all done on keyboards.
Wonderful. And that tied in with the light show. And you've got some wonderful photographs here of your show and the effect, the purple light.
And the rain, the waterfall.
It certainly is quite a show to put together. And again, difficult to describe. It's something you have to go and see, don't you? But it's wonderful. Well, CDs are available of your music as well, aren't they?
No, absolutely not. We can't. I mean, we'd have to have a publishing deal with Jarre and things like that.
Copyright areas
and everything else.
Okay.
It's difficult. Live performance is a different matter, of course. We pay him in kind for live performances, but a CD is a whole different ballgame.
Okay, well, thank you so much for taking the time to come in, Tracy and Martin, today. I know that it'll be a very popular concert on the 3rd of July at the Preston Charter Theatre. We'll leave all the details, the Guildhall box office number, we'll put that on our action line. But it's 01772 258858. I'll give that again a little later. And you have as well got your own website, which is www.jarrelok.fsnet.co.uk. If that sounds a bit complicated, ring our action line and you can get all the details from these two fine musicians. I almost said scientists as well. You need to be as well. Thanks, Tracy and Martin Franken.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Good luck, and we'll hear from you again soon at some time.
Cheers.
Cheers now.